Hi, Justin, are you there still?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Hi, give me one second. I'm looking up my terminology so I can actually explain them to you. There we go. Sorry, I'm just making sure I have my information updated on this. So this looks like this may be an issue on our end. We're looking into it right now. So you're getting what's called a bit. So from what we can tell, your light levels, the levels of which our modem is looking into it. Oh, let me see. Sorry, I'm also doing this.
And there's like, I know it's like a far reach, but like literally every single person in the Discord has Spectrum except us three. And the two other guys, the one guy li lives like three houses down, you know, Damien, obviously there. The one guy lives like three houses down from Damien. And then the other guy lives right behind, pretty much right two streets behind Damien. And literally like at the same exact time, I'll get a spike, they'll get a spike. But that has nothing to really do with the service today. It's just absolutely horrible. I don't know what's happening. I'm doing like speed tests downstairs and it'll be like at 115 and then I walk to the next room over and it will jump up to 16 and I walk back, it'll be back at 115. It's just all over the place.
So I'm unsure of what's going on. I do have a couple of our, supervising technicians that work on stuff like this in a chat right now, trying to communicate and figure out those issues. Just so I can get a better understanding, because it looks like this might take a little bit longer. Is it okay if I wait to hear back from? I wait to hear back from them to see what's going on, just so I can ha provide you with the best amount of details and give you just a call back as soon as I have those details. Because
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to follow along with what they're saying, and they're just like, "Hey, this is going on." I'm just like, "Okay, this doesn't make sense to me." So I will definitely give you a call back as soon as I can, Jason. I understand, not being able to, game and be online with the buddies and the boys. So I've had those
I
similar
mean,
issues
yeah, and
before,
that's not
and
a And well, that's not even the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that people are trying to do like schoolwork and they can't even print anything because like then the printer stops working and then we're trying to run a business too and then we can't do anything on the computer or look at our email. So it's like everything is my part's the video games, but then there's other people in the house that have more important stuff than that. So,
No, and I understand that, Justin. I will
but I
d
mean,
be.
on your end, we should be able to use the router, the Orbeez. I mean, correct?
Yes.
It's a $1,000 Orbeez system. We should be able to use it,
Can you spell that, the
right?
name of that for me real quick for that system?
Yeah, it is ORBI. It's from Netgear.
Okay, so it's the Netgear Orbeez system. Okay. Definitely should. And again, those are Wi-Fi 7 ones. So yeah, that
And I know the
should be.
specific model, the router's 5 gig like total, and then each port on the main router down here is 1 gigabyte. So then off of those 1 gigabytes, we have them going to the two other satellites upstairs.
Okay. So what's the model number? That way I can
Let's
provide
see
them
if we
with
got
enough
our
information. That way I can provide my tech team with enough information that they can work with that.
it is the Orbi RBR 760.
Alrighty. I see it now. Yep. Alrighty. So I will provide them with this information just so that they can do a little bit of deep diving, because like I said, it's this is something that we're going to have to kind of delve into just so that we can figure out what's going on, because we shouldn't be seeing any errors coming through on, well, anything, and yet we're seeing a few errors on our end, but we shouldn't be having any issues. So I will double check and I will make sure all this information gets passed along, and we'll get through and get everything, all the information I can, and I'll give you a call back as soon as we have any kind of information. Is that okay with you?
All right. Yeah, that's good.
And I understand that, you know, having your internet kind of being lackluster as what you would expect it to be, especially on a 2 gigabit fiber network. This is a very unique situation. So I'm, like I said, I'm going to provide this information and hopefully we can get back to you by the end of our business day.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with at this time?
Nope. This is it.
Alrighty, let's see what kind of information I can get, and I'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks for calling us here at Arched Up Fiber, and like I said, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Have a good one. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.